Good morning. Good morning. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Maximum Radio Network, Global Time with Jesus Christ. Today is Wednesday, April the 30th, and this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. My name is Sister Christine LeMay, and on behalf of Dr. Aubrey Gregory, I am your host this morning for Global Time with Jesus Christ. Good morning again, and welcome to Global Time with Jesus Christ. I pray that everyone is hearing me. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I would like to open the prayer this morning, asking God to just use us and to allow His Spirit to work through us on this prayer line this morning. Again, my name is Sister Christine LeMay, and on behalf of Dr. Aubrey Gregory, I will be your host for the next 30 minutes on Global Time with Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace. You have promised us new mercies each day, Lord. And I thank you for new mercies for each and every person represented on this line in whatever part of the globe, Lord. I ask you to forgive us for our sins. Help us, Lord, to live as you want us to, holy and righteous. And as we give our heart this morning, Lord, standing in the gap for others, standing in the gap for friends, for families, standing in the gap for the nation and for the entire world, Lord. We ask that you use us this morning according to your will for our life, that we will pour out our love, we'll pour out the fruits of the Spirit, that your word would be heard to every nation and every generation. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
This morning, the line is open for everyone and anyone who has a prayer request, who has a praise report, who want to share with us, encourage us on what God is doing or what He is about to do in your life. So the line is open for praise report and prayer request. The theme for today is the fruit of the Spirit. So the line is open. Anyone wants to?
I have a prayer request. My son-in-law hurt his ankle on Saturday and is all swollen up and everything. He's not doing well with it, and he has to get back to work. So just want prayer for that, concerning that.
Okay, prayer for healing. Is his ankle, you said?
What you say? I'm sorry.
Is it his ankle, his foot, or just his ankle?
His ankle.
And what's your son-in-law name?
Kaysan.
Excuse me, what's his name?
Kaysan,
okay. Okay, we lift him up in prayer right now. Father, as we come to you this morning, we come thanking you and praising you for life. We come thanking you, Lord, that we are able to come before your throne, bring our petition to you. We lift up Trayvon this morning, Lord, and we ask that you touch his ankle, touch his whole foot, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you will put your healing balm on Trayvon's ankle, that he would be able, Lord, to use his foot, to use his ankle to go to work, to walk, to do his daily chores, Father. As that you touch it, in the name of Jesus, we send your healing power right now, wherever he is, Lord, and if he needs your salvation, we pray that when you heal his foot, that he would know that it is your healing, that it is your power. Lord, draw him closer to you. Draw his family closer to you. Let him be the man of God that you have ordained him to be, Father. And I know that he wouldn't forget to give you the honor. He wouldn't forget to give you the glory. We send your healing power right now wherever he is on that foot, Lord. If he's in pain, I ask that you take away the pain, that you give him a speedy recovery on that ankle, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. And we call it done in Jesus' name.
Amen.
What you could do if you have anointed oil, and I don't know if you will see him today or whenever you see him, get your oil and anoint his ankle and speak complete healing on that ankle.
Yes.
Okay, is there anyone else with a prayer request or praise report? Okay, in the meantime, I would like to give a little exhortation on fruits of the Spirit. We know that as Christians, we at all times ought to manifest the fruits of the Spirit. And the fruits of the Spirit are the virtues of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, and self-control. And we as Christians ought to display these qualities not only in church and not only when we are seen, but at all times. And in Galatians 5:19-21, it tells us that as a child of God, you are eligible to receive the things of the Spirit of God, but you must be willing to let the Holy Spirit produce these virtues within you. And we know that in order for us to manifest love of Christ, we have to manifest the fruit of the Spirit. I always tell people, if you want to practice manifesting the fruit of the Spirit, work with children. They will bring all the fruit of the Spirit in you. Mm-hmm. Work with children, work with the elderly, work with people who you know doesn't have the fruit of the Spirit, and that is a good way of practicing manifesting the fruit of the Spirit in your life. So, if there's anyone who would like to pray, I would like us to pray and ask God to help us to live daily with the manifestation of the fruit of the Spirit in our life. I know sometimes you get in situation and it's not easy to produce these qualities, but with the help of the Holy Spirit and with the Word in your heart, that is the most important thing. You read the Word daily, and as the Word says, you plant the Word of God in your heart that you would not sin against Him. And that is one of the things I practice, that I bring forth the Word whenever I'm tempted or whenever the situation arrives where I have to produce the fruit of the Spirit. I always bring back a Word in my heart. So I would like someone to pray so that God will truly help us to manifest the fruit of the Spirit in our lives daily as we walk. Okay. Heavenly Father, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Would anyone do that?
Yes.
We want to pray for God to manifest the fruits of the Spirit in our lives as Christians. Hallelujah. 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 Oh,
Hallelujah.
No, you can go ahead.
All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord God Almighty, Heavenly Father, we give you the praise, the honor, and all the glory, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for a new day, new mercies, O Father God. And we give you the praise, Lord God, for the body of Christ, O Father God. Lord God, we thank you for every believer, O Lord God. And Lord God, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord God, that we are able, O Lord God, by your blood, O Lord God, to walk in the Spirit, O Father God.
Yes,
by
Lord.
By your baptism, O Father God, we're able to walk in the Spirit, O Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that we can be long-suffering, O Lord God. We can be temperate. We can be full of love, full of peace, full of joy, O Lord God. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory, Lord God. Lord God, we, O Lord God, ask, O Father God, we petition you, O Lord God, that you shake, O Lord God, every believer, O Lord God, that you move, O Lord God, mightily in our hearts and in our minds, O Lord God, that we press, O Father God, to not, O Lord God, walk in the flesh, O Father, but to walk in the Spirit, O Father God, that we love one another, O Father God, that we love you, that we serve one another, that we serve you, O Father God, Lord God, that we stay in our word, O Father God, for washing, O Father. And Lord God, that we live a life in the Spirit, O Father God, everywhere we go, Lord God, dealing with our children, dealing with our jobs, dealing at school, O Father God, in the services, O Lord God, that we go to, Lord God, the shopping mart, everywhere we go, up and down the streets, O Lord God, that we be truly a blessing, O Father God, O Lord God, that we be truly a light, Lord God, to all those surrounding us, O Lord God, that more be led, O Lord God, into the kingdom. And we give you the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' name, have your way. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for that prayer, sister. This morning, one of the prayer requests that I have is that we know that the elders of our ministry, North Gospel Tabernacle, they will be leaving on, I believe it is on Thursday, tomorrow, for a 3-day prayer retreat. They will be going up to Pennsylvania for a 3-day, well, is a sort of occasion retreat. Pastor and Sister Liz and some other elders, they will be going to seek God and to seek God's face for the ministry, for the prayer line, and for things that you know, pleasing to God, that they would come back refreshed and full of the word of God and full of things that God has placed in their hearts. So this morning I'd like to ask someone to lift up Pastor and Sister Liz and the elders as they go to see God's face for, I think it's 3 days.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Would anyone lift up that prayer request in prayer? Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, I would. Am I hearing someone? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We bless
yes,
your name, Lord. We bless your name. We magnify
yes,
your name, Lord. We give you all the praises. We give you all honor and all glory that belongs to you, Lord. Father, we come
yes,
before you this morning, Lord, in no other name but the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lifting up the elders, lifting up Pastor Gregory, lifting up Sister Liz, Lord. Listen unto the elders as they leave, Lord, to go to seek your face, Lord, to renew their strength, Lord. You promise them, Lord, that you will open your heart. You will open the way for them to come to you, Father. We know that we all need sometimes, Lord, to come to you personally, to take time off, to seek your face and to seek your will, Lord. Lord, and as they leave on this 3 days retreat, Lord, to seek your face and to seek your will for your people, Father, I ask that you bless them, that you cover them with your blood, that you give them traveling mercy, that, Father, you give Pastor that you restore his energy, you restore his peace, you restore his virtue, Lord. Everything that he has given out to us and everything that they have given out to us, Lord, I pray that you fill their cup, you refill their cup full and running over, Lord, that you will open their spiritual eyes, you will open their spiritual ears, that they will hear from you, that you will give them fresh vision, Lord, that you will give them, Lord, your will for their life, for the ministry, that you will uplift them, Lord, that when they return, Lord, that they will be refreshed. They would be renewed, that they would have new energy, that you would fill them with your spirit one more time, Lord. I pray that you give Pastor a strength, Lord, that you build him up, Lord, that you renew his virtues, Lord. Help Sister Liz as she stands next to him, Lord, that she will be renewed, Lord, that her strength would be renewed, Lord, that she will be on one accord with him, Lord. And that you would be glorified, Lord. That your name would be glorified, Lord. That when they come back, Lord, that they would know that they have been touched by you. In Jesus' name we pray. And we ask all these things, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you,
thank
Lord.
You,
thank you,
Jesus. I would like to give some scriptures. That will encourage us or help us to walk in the Spirit and to help us manifest the fruit of the Spirit in our lives, in our daily walk. As the Word said, the Spirit, Galatians 5:16-25 said, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. If you love me, this is John 14:15-21. If you love me, keep my commandments. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself in him. Psalm 1:3, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he doeth shall prosper. Another scripture is John 12:24 and Galatians 6:7-8, Ephesians 5:8-9, Psalm 1, and John 15, Psalm 92:13-14, and James 1:21-25. These are some recommended scriptures that will help us to commit ourselves to a life in the Spirit. And these scriptures will help us reveal practical ways that you can obey God and use His God-given ability to mature spiritually. It's not an overnight process. It's a daily walk, because I know in your everyday life you encounter some situation that you want to manifest any fruit but the fruit of the Spirit. I am honest, and I know sometimes, you know, you get in a situation where it's like, oh my gosh. But again, you have to keep the Word of God in your heart. You have to read the Word daily. And not only read it, you have to practice it, because it is an ongoing process. It is an ongoing process. Anyone has a prayer request or a praise report? This is the time.
Good morning.
Good morning. I hear someone.
Good morning.
Good morning. Praise the Lord.
I give God thanks this morning for my life. I thank Him that I'm able to be up on this day, that He has kept me, watched over me, and over us all, each and every one of us. That's on the prayer line on this morning. Give us new mercy on this awesome day. His grace is brand new on this day, and so we give Him thanks, because we know that without Him we are nothing, and without Him we do not live, without Him we do not even die. So we give Him thanks this morning and bless His name because of who He is, a great and mighty God, a faithful God, a loving Father this morning.
Amen.
Just praise Him. I always have a praise in my heart for the Lord. And sometimes, you know, I just be overwhelmed with praising Him because of His greatness, because of His love, because of His mercy, because I know where He brought me from and, you know, took me out of my mess, and He saved and delivered me and brought me back from, you know, back by black certain stage. And so I just give God thanks on this morning, and I truly desire to have the Lord fill me with the fruits of the Holy Spirit, because, like my sister said, you know, it's always something that on a daily basis everywhere, and sometimes on especially on your workplace, you know, you might come up on persons who are even saved, and you just have to wonder and call on the Lord and ask Him to, Father, fill me again with Your love, Your joy, Your peace, Your long suffering, Your temperance, and Your patience. I know I say that prayer to my heart, in my heart always, because if not, you will fall into sin. You get angry, and you do lose your patience, and you feel like, you know, why should I love this person when, you know, they've done such and such, or they did so and so, they said such, and sometimes it's really painful, and you really don't feel like you could really love anyone because of it. But then you have to remember that God so loved us that He sent His Son.
Yeah.
And every sin that we have, every sin that we commit, He bore it all for us on the cross. And he was without spot. He was blameless. But he took on our sins. And he forgave us. And he continues to forgive us. And we go to him and we ask him, Father, forgive me. And we truly repent of that, and he forgives us. And so we really have to just stop and say, Lord, if it wasn't for you, if it wasn't that I wasn't trying to walk in your way, Lord, you know, I know that I would have fallen. And sometimes we do even fall. But once you can get up and ask for the forgiveness, and you know the Lord will forgive you, that it gives you the strength to go on, because your purpose is in your heart that you want to do the will of God. I know it is a struggle, but
yeah,
strive always. I'm saying this as an encouragement to myself and to everyone that is on the prayer broadcast that is listening, live or streaming, because I'm just keeping it real. I get upset and I get mad and I want to lose my patience sometimes. But I just ask the Lord to just keep me, Father. Father, just show me how to love. Show me your joy again.
Yeah.
Help me to be patient. Help me to be long-suffering. Help me to be kind and gentle and meek. Keep me humble always, Lord. That I can walk after your Holy Spirit and do what I say to you, Lord, because it's not easy. It is a struggle. It doesn't come naturally. It is a struggle. I just have to keep it fresh. And
yes,
keep it His word. Keep it His word. And hide His word in your heart. And for me, I always have a song in my spirit. A song of praise and of worship to the Lord, and that's what helps me to go through sometimes, most times.
Oh God.
I have a song in my heart.
Yes, oh God.
I have a song in my heart. So even when I get upset, I just try to think about something that I could sing and praise the Lord and just worship to try to take my mind off of it.
Yes.
So I just give God thanks this morning, and I encourage you all to just praise the Lord, because praise is our weapon against the enemy, because everything that comes out at us is either a work of the enemy or the Lord trying and testing us. We know if we ask Him for patience, that He will bring a situation to us that will cause us to exercise our patience.
Mm-hmm.
So just be encouraged, my sisters, encourage my brothers, that the Lord is on our side, that He is still on the throne. And if we praise, there's a song that says, when we praise and when we pray, whatever the situation, the walls, it must come down, because prayer and praise is our weapon. So I give God thanks this morning. I give God thanks.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you for that word of encouragement.
Yeah.
And, as I said in the beginning, as a Christian, we shall seek the fruit of the Spirit, which is the nature of Jesus. When you seek the fruit of the Spirit, Christ's nature is produced within you. And again, it goes back, you have to stay in the Word. You have to plant the Word. It is important that to produce the qualities of the Spirit, as Galatians 5:22 says, you have to stay in the Word, you have to plant the Word in your heart, and there's nothing that He would not help us do as long as we stay, and we speak God's faith, and we read the Word, and do what the Word asks us to do. I have a prayer request, a prayer burden that for the whole week I have been, Pastor mentioned it on Monday. I would like us to pray for the young people and the children in school. The summer break is approaching and most of them have final exams.
most of them have decisions to make, like if to go on to college. Some of them are still pursuing the credit to graduate from high school, and we know that school now is not easy. It's not like when, well, I know, it's not like 40 years ago when I was in high school and I wasn't, you didn't have the challenges that these young people have today. And every day I pray for all the young people that is in my life that I am in contact with, because it's not easy, especially the Christian young people and the Christian young children. Right now, the third graders and the fourth graders, they are doing this special test called New Jersey ACT. And if they don't pass that test, they would not go up to the higher grade. I have a grandson, and he's so nervous about that test, because if you miss it by half a mark, they're not going to let you go forward to the other grade. And these kids are under a lot of pressure to behave in class, to pass the exam. So I would like someone to lift up the young people in high school, the young people in elementary school, those who are going off to college, that God will use them in a mighty way and keep them. I know some of us have grandchildren, have children in school, so I would like someone to lift up the children and the young people in prayer. We have a few minutes more.
Father, how we need you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for every child from preschool to 12th grade,
Lord.
We thank you, Lord God, for their young souls, oh, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you that they can come to you. They can get to know you at a very young age, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you draw them by your Spirit, oh, Father God, that they, oh, Lord God, if they don't have parents that love you, that they have teachers that love you, that they have people, oh, Lord God, that have been serving you and loving you before them, oh, Lord God, or to come to them, oh, Lord God, and minister, oh, Father God, your love, your gospel, your grace, your truth, Lord God, to these children, Lord God. Lord God, keep them safe, oh, Father God. Keep them safe from each other and others, oh, Lord God, the adults as well as the children, Lord God. Keep them out of gangs, oh, Father God. Help them, oh, Lord God, to desire true family, oh, Lord God, that they be with their mothers and fathers, aunts and uncles. Lord God, draw the mothers and fathers, oh, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, reconcile them if they're not together, oh, Lord God. And, Lord God, if they are together, oh, Lord God, draw them by your Spirit into salvation, oh, Lord God, so they can be examples to their children, oh, Lord. And, Lord God, Heavenly Father God, help the children to desire to do their best, Lord God, in each class, oh, Lord God. Help them to desire, oh, Lord God, to excel, oh, Lord God, to study even on their own at home in the libraries, Lord God, and help the school system, Lord God. Help, oh, Lord God, those that are in leadership over the school systems to be drawn by your Spirit, Lord God, and, Lord God, for them to minister, Lord God, better assignments, better tests, better rules and regulations for the schools, oh, Lord God, and Lord God, that they'll give the finances that the schools need so the teachers, Lord God, can be well paid, oh, Lord God, and touch the hearts of the teachers. Touch the minds of the teachers. Draw them by your Spirit to salvation, Lord God. Help them desire to do the very best that they can do to teach these children. Help them to be long-suffering, oh, Lord God, patient, prayerful teachers, Lord God. Help them to be warriors of prayer, oh, Lord God. Lord God, that they will pray for these children, Lord God. And Father God, Lord God, we give you the praise, the honor, and all the glory for all that you've already done and all that you're doing right now and all that you will do concerning our children, Lord God, concerning the children all over the face of the earth in the academic arena, oh Lord God, and help them, Lord God, even go for further education. Help them have the desire to further their education in college, Lord God, and protect them even there, oh Father God. Protect them from false doctrine, Lord God. Help them, Lord God, to be brilliant in their minds and hearts, Lord God, and even to impress the professors, Lord God, with your wisdom, with your knowledge, oh Lord God. And Lord God, we give you the praise, the honor, and all the glory in Jesus' holy, matchless name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, Sister
Christine.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, Sister Christine. We will continue to pray.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I want to have a prayer request this morning. I want to lift up the people, the families, of all those that are in that. Alabama and Mississippi that are going through all these different storms, and you know, of lives have lost. I believe it's like 23 people so far that I've heard about. If we could just lift them up in prayer. We know that God is the Lord of the storms. There is nothing difficult.
It's
impossible that he cannot do. So while we wait on Sister Christine, let somebody pray for those that live in that area that might have lost a family member. And just pray for God's strength in them, and even that God will have his way and stay his mind in the name of Jesus.
Okay, Sister Jennifer, I didn't hear the beginning of your prayer request because I accidentally turned my phone on mute. I heard the part where to pray for people. Can you repeat it, please?
The people who, the families, all the families and the people in the Mississippi and Alabama area, where there's been the storms and so many lives have been lost.
Oh, okay. All right. I get you now. Would someone like to take that up in prayer?
Okay,
hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, you see and you know everything. You are the beginning and you are the end. You are the Alpha and the Omega. Father, we come one more time this morning, Lord. We know that all things come from you, and even the storms and the tornadoes and the rain come from you, Lord. As we lift up, Father, our brothers and sisters, we lift up the people in Alabama, excuse me, in Oklahoma, in the areas, Lord, where these storms and these tornadoes and mudslides and floods and strong winds, Lord, have caused destruction. Father, we lift up these people, Lord, asking you, Lord, to let your peace, let your protection reign over them, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you have mercy. You have mercy, Lord, on your people. Father, help us who are more fortunate to lend our helping hand, Lord. Father, I ask that you send help to those who have lost their homes, to those who have lost their properties, to those who have lost loved ones, Lord. Father, I ask that you intervene, that you take charge, Lord. We know at this time it's hard, Lord, to even think that you are in control. But we know that you are in control of everything, and there is a purpose and a season for everything. Lord, and we ask that you have mercy and that you send the help that is needed. You guide and direct those that need to be relocated, Lord, that you provide homes, that you restore, Lord, those who are that is seeking salvation or those who do not know you, Lord. We pray that you might send people to stand in the gap, Lord. Send people to minister to them, Lord. Send people to spread your word, to spread hope in you, Lord, that this is not the end. That once you are in control and once that they seek you first, Lord, you will add everything else unto them. Father, I ask that you speed up the government health, the government distribution to the finance and to provide homes for those who need homes, to provide shelter, Lord, to these people who have lost, some of them have lost everything. Some of them have lost loved ones, Lord. And they ask that you spread your comfort, Lord, that you send people that would be able to help and that would be able to spread your love and your peace. In Jesus' name we ask, Lord. We ask that you answer this prayer, Lord, that we would be able to help and show our fruits of the Spirit, Lord, wherever needed. Father, I thank you for guiding us and protecting us from the storms of nature, Lord. We are so fortunate here, Lord, that we went through a winter that you watched over us, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for keeping us throughout this difficult winter and bringing us to see the spring, Lord. And as the spring and the summer season is approaching, Lord, I ask that you continue protecting us from the wars of nature, Lord. You have made the storm, you have made the rain, you have made the tornadoes, Lord, and you, all the peace come from you, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for us realizing that everything comes from you. Yes. And you would not withhold no good thing from us, Lord. Give us the strength to walk in the Spirit, Lord. Give us the strength to seek you, Lord. Give us the strength to trust you, Lord, to have faith in you, to know that regardless of what happens, that you are the Christ and you are able to do what you say you would do. And that is to keep us. You have promised us that you would never leave us nor forsake us. And we stand on that promise, Lord, knowing you are a God that keeps promises. You knowing that you are knowing that you are a God that stands on your word, Lord. And we thank you this morning, Lord, that we could stand on your promises. In Jesus' name I pray. And I thank you for answering all of our prayers this morning, Lord. Help us to go forth in victory. Help us to go forth praising you in advance for the answers, for the answered prayer. Thanking you, Lord. Helping us to lift you up, even if we don't see things happening, Lord, to know that you promise us that if we pray without ceasing, that you will answer our prayer. Father, we thank you for this opportunity one more time to come before you, bringing our petitions, bringing our cares for you, Lord, because you care for us. Father, I thank you. If there's anyone that have a prayer request, we have a few minutes. If not, I would like to leave you with the
word. I have one last prayer request, please, before we go.
Okay, Sister Jennifer.
We have a Women's Fellowship of the North Gospel Tabernacle have an upcoming fundraising event, and we would like to begin to seek God for direction and taking carrying us through this and praying for the success.
Okay, would you like to do that?
Praise the Lord. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. Lord, we magnify your name because you are Lord, God all by yourself. And we just thank you, Father God, for the women of the North Gospel Tabernacle. We thank you, Lord God, for our fellowship. We thank you, Father God, that you've given us this seed, Lord God, idea that will help and assist, oh God, with the ongoing renovation and restoration of our assembly, the building of where we assemble to worship. Father, we just pray today that as we go forward, oh God, that you go with us. We pray, oh God, that you go before us in the name of Jesus, Father God, and grant us favor as we work together and as we make things, put everything together, Lord God, to make this fundraising event a success on June 7th and also again on August 2nd of this year, 2014. Lord, we pray that you cover us, Lord God. Cover our minds, oh God, in the name of Jesus. That we be in one accord, that we unite. Because, Father, in united we stand and divided we fall. So give us a heart, Lord God, to work together in love, in joy, in peace, in patience, and long-suffering, in meekness. And mostly, Lord God, that you give us your humility. In the name of Jesus, humble us always, O God, before you. Yes, Lord God, under your mighty hand. Yes, Lord God, and allow you by your Holy Spirit to lead and guide and direct us, and that this fundraising event would be a resounding success. And Father God, we wouldn't fail to give you all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay, now leave us with a benediction now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. Thank you again for joining us this morning. Global Time with Jesus Christ. Remember, walk in the Spirit, so that you can manifest the fruit of the Spirit. I love you. God bless each and every one of you. Have a blessed and victorious day. Walk with the King.
Amen. God bless everyone.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus.
You ask the Lord to bless and keep them also. God bless everyone.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.